Hello.
Yes, sir.
Asked by Buchanan what he ought to respond in case we get something with regard to that, governors, the story on the governors that 30 out of the 50 oppose special revenue sharing. First, is that an accurate thing? And second, what is your, how do you want it commented?
Sir, Mr. President, that is an accurate statement. The 31 that oppose...
partisan lines, pretty much.
It's straight partisan lines. The 31 opposed are the Democrats.
Right.
The Democrats said that they opposed it until they got specific details as to how much money would be coming into their state under your new plans. And they are really waiting to make a firm statement of where they are until they see those dollar figures, which we are in the process of working up now.
Yeah. What is your view, then? Can we say that we still expect to get special revenue sharing?
Yes, sir. I think we have to say that we are optimistic that over the course of the year that we will achieve the special revenue sharing bills that we're going to continue.
Under both special revenue sharing and general revenue sharing, the states and cities actually get more than they have previously, haven't they?
Yes, sir. That will work out that way. I think we should say that...
How much more? Could you say any percentage figure or anything like that? Or?
I would have to get a number.
All right, don't get me a number. Don't do it. Don't do it.
I think we should say that that the governors, as we will continue to be working with the governors, and we believe over the course of the year that the governors will still be supportive of the plans. Democrats have a problem in that they have got to be partisan in this regard.
Yeah.
They are concerned about money. What it all boils down to is the money. Most of them came up to me and said, look, we can't take you on this. We're going to have to a little bit because we got to know what the dollars are. As soon as you tell us what the dollars are, as long as it doesn't appear that we're going to have to raise our taxes, we're probably going to be able to be with you. Now, some of them, like Shapp, he's totally against this.
I mean,
he's totally against it.
I understand that.
In principle as well as on a political basis, he's against it.
He wants it done from Washington.
He sure does.
Yeah.
And but the others mostly would be for it if they thought or if they knew for sure that
you weren't able to
have to raise taxes.
We weren't able to reassure them enough on the when they were here, apparently. Huh?
We were not able to give them state by state breakdowns on the dollars, and that's because the final touches haven't been put on the legislation. And until the formula,
in your view, I can say that when they do see that, they will see that they will get, frankly, more dollars in the next budget than they had in this budget. Is that correct?
I would say, Mr. President, that you could say that that they will not be, in the aggregate, combining general revenue sharing and special revenue sharing, losing any money.
Was that going to satisfy them? Not really, huh?
I hate to see you get out on a limb, and because some states may lose some money. Some may lose some. They're not going to lose as much as they think they're going to lose, but they may be down in the aggregate, per state, maybe $2 million, $3 million. It depends on the state, and it depends on the formulas.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, we're just not at a stage where we have specific answers yet, but we will be there in probably another week or so.
Yeah. 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 Okay. See if I had anything else here. What about the votes up there in the House yesterday? The vote in the House on rural water programs.
That was on rural water and sewer grants. There's a mandatory spending provision in that bill that says that you have to spend that money.
Let me say, does that mean that we'll get overridden on that? Well, the size of that vote was very substantial.
It was a substantial vote. My best guess is that you probably will get overridden. There may be a chance for these guys to go both ways. In other words, they can, on the one hand, vote for the bill and send it down here, and on the other, with a lot of hard work, they can vote to beat back inflation.
We weren't able to get that many votes marshaled on it.
No, sir. They just have to do these things for their districts, they feel. They've got to show that they're going to pump that federal buck into their districts.
Is this an indication of what... I understand that. And the rural thing is harder, but is this an indication of what they will do on the other spending things?
I think on the Voc Rehab bill and the other spending bills, the votes are going to be very lopsided. in favor of the legislation.
Yeah. Well, what's the vocational rehabilitation bill? What is that one?
That is a bill that is about $800 million over your budget. And it is a bill that you pocket vetoed last year. It provides for increased spending for people who are physically handicapped. We vetoed it primarily on the grounds that it was way over budget and it would be inflationary and it would raise hopes, false hopes on the parts of people who expected to be benefited, but there wasn't money to pay for the programs.
Right. So, but that'll probably be overwritten too, won't it?
I think so, sir, yes.
Yeah.
But we don't have any vote counts yet on that.
Right.
But it passed, I think, the Senate 78-2.
No.
So,
and like the veterans things, those are I've told Ehrlichman, though, it's just stupid to fight those. No way you can beat those. You know, you've got to pick a few that you can win, but you can't beat those.
Well, that's for sure. I think the best ones to win, and unfortunately, I hope they're going to get down here first, but
right.
The Congress is smart. They are holding back on the REA bill.
They know that.
Because they know that a veto on that will be sustained.
Right.
And so they are trying to give you something that that they can beat you on as one of the first bills. And it looks as if water and sewer is a good candidate. And, of course, the vocational rehabilitation bill is a good candidate, too.
Right.
Thank you, sir.